This is the Meeting House Bulletin podcast, and welcome you for this short little reminder of things that are happening, and also a worship primer to prepare the hearts of the Lord's people for the coming Lord's Day on December the 1st. The catechism question that we're working on this week is this: did all mankind fall in Adam's first transgression? The answer: all mankind descending from Adam by ordinary generation sinned in him and fell with him in his first transgression. We have several proofs that Scripture bear evidence of this. The two that we're focusing on this week in our households is Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 19, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 21 through 22. A quick examination of that from Scripture is 1 Corinthians 15:22, that says this: "For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all shall be made alive." I want to first of all say thank you to Renee, my wife, and to the other women in the church for your stepping forward and helping out with the preparation of uniforms for our girls at New Horizon Home. They're in Port-au-Prince, and want to express great appreciation for your willingness to do that. So don't forget that on Wednesday night that we'll be gathering at the Meeting House for a prayer meeting at 6:30 on Wednesday night. I hope to see you there, and we'll be praying with each other and for each other. Also, if you don't have plans for Thanksgiving Day meal, my wife Renee and I would love for you to join us down at the Meeting House at 2 o'clock on Thursday, November the 28th, and we'd just have a grand time of you joining us with that Thanksgiving meal. Be looking forward on December the 8th as we have our monthly doctrinal study. We'll also have a fellowship meal to follow that morning service. And then immediately after the fellowship meal, we'll have our doctrinal study. And this month on December the 8th, we'll be studying the doctrine, the teachings of Scripture about the Messiah. I'm also encouraging you and your household to put attention upon the season of Advent. I want to read this definition to you from the American Dictionary of the English Language, written in 1828 by Webster. The word Advent comes obviously from a Latin word, from the Latin word adventus, meaning to come or a coming. The definition in Webster's 1828 dictionary is this: a coming, appropriately the coming of our Lord, and in our calendar it includes four Sabbaths before Christmas. It is intended to be a season of devotion with reference to the coming of Christ in the flesh and his second coming to judge the world. So I want to encourage you this Christmas season to let the season do a good work in your hearts, in your households, and let the season cause you to think about both comings of our Lord, the first one of his coming in the flesh, and then his second coming, where he will come to judge the world. On Sunday, December the 1st, as a corporate body, we'll focus the Advent season, open the Advent season with the focus upon Luke chapter 1. We'll also be continuing our examination of 1 Corinthians, and we'll be in chapter 2, verses 12 and following. And that scripture text, as you prepare yourself for the coming Lord's Day, reads in this manner: "Let these words be meditation thoughts for you for the coming days, as we all prepare to hear from God in our corporate gathering." So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 to the end of the chapter says this: "Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, in order to know what has been freely given to us by God. We also speak these things, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things to spiritual people. But the natural man does not welcome what comes from God's Spirit, because it is foolishness to him. He is not able to know it, since it is evaluated spiritually. The spiritual person, however, can evaluate everything, yet he himself cannot be evaluated by anyone. For who has known the Lord's mind that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Well, I want you to know that I'm praying for you this week, and I anticipate to gather with you on this coming Lord's Day, December the 1st. May the Lord bless you this week as you put him first in all your ways.